from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Now, I don't know if this is right. I did not fact check this, but on the Vancouver Forward text line, 5 at-bats and 5 strikeouts in a game is the platinum sombrero.
Oh, all right. Sure, why not? Let's go with that.
Let's go with it.
Yeah.
And that was Julio Rodriguez the other night.
It was not good.
Yeah.
But and the dumper was mashing, so.
Yeah. So who needs Julio Rodriguez when you got the dumper?
I guess the dumper, I was looking to when I was listening to some little clips of that game, I guess they were saying that Kelnick was the one that came up with the dumper.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because he's got a big butt.
He's got a big ass. So
yeah, it took. They were trying to tell the story, but really, it's just that he has a big butt.
Yeah, that was it.
And like,
she got a great ass.
He's got a great ass.
That could have. They told that story. Yes. It could have just been like, yeah, Kelnick thought he had a big ass, and so he started calling. He was like, dude, you got a big dumper.
And well, and he agreed he had a big ass.
Yes.
And so that's really all it is.
But I did enjoy on one of the home runs, one of the announcers like, he got bull cheeks into that one, which is fantastic.
Well, sports absurdity, Seggy. Now I see where Colin Kaepernick is ready to play.
Yeah, he wants to do the flag football thing, right?
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
He said he wants to play in the NFL.
What?
Yes.
Oh, no, the one I saw, he was talking about flag football.
Well, that'd be, you
they're,
know.
They're doing flag football
the Olympics. In the Olympics, but he'll be 40.
Look, I don't know what to tell you, other than Colin Kaepernick has to find a way to get in front of a microphone. He's not playing, man. Just go away.
I know, but he's saying that he wants to.
Well, again.
And he's saying that he wants to, he believes he can still play, and he's saying that he just wants to shake one owner up to the point where they have the balls to sign him.
Well,
and win not one, not two, not three.
I would like to date Halle Berry. I think I can date Halle Berry. I believe in my ability to please Halle Berry, and I just need someone.
Dude, you can't please Halle Berry.
Colin Kaepernick can't play in the NFL, but he believes he can. So why can't I? What you tell me which one is more absurd, the idea that Colin Kaepernick can come in and be a starting quarterback, or one time, I can please Halle Berry.
He threw a pass last in 2016, so not that long ago.
26, just stop.
He's about to turn 37.
Yeah, it's over.
And he was in Paris, and so they were interviewing him over there, and he was saying, yeah, we're still training, still pushing. He said, hopefully, we've just got to get one of these team owners to open up.
Stop it.
He says, it's something I've trained for my whole life.
Well, cool. Keep training, bro.
To be able to step back on the field, I think that would be a major moment, a major accomplishment for me. I think I could bring a lot to a team and help them win a championship.
No, you can't. And I like Colin Kaepernick. I think Colin Kaepernick was treated unfairly. I think Colin Kaepernick was indeed blackballed by the NFL. I also think that Colin Kaepernick has been his own worst enemy, because multiple things can be true at the same time. And at this point, dude, for the last like 4 years, you have been delusional with your head up your ass, plain and simple. So stop with the stupid, I'm training. No, you're not. You're not training to be an NFL quarterback. You're never going to be an NFL quarterback. Stop. And if you were really interested in coming back and making an effort, you could have played in the UFL. You could have played in the XFL. You could have played in the CFL. You could have gone on and done something to try. Now, I get it. That probably was beneath you. But if you really were interested in getting back to the NFL, there was a million better ways to go about it than your stupid workouts that where you would like play highlight clips of you throwing a ball in a tank top. Well, you look great, by the way.
Do you think that if he came back, he would just kneel?
Look at you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Dude, he's got like 25, $30 million. I think he got a settlement, didn't he? I think he settled his lawsuit.
Well, you know, he's famous because he helped somebody in the snow and ice in Portland. You remember that?
I do remember
that. He helped push somebody's car.
Yeah.
He was here for Nike or something.
Yeah, so just, you know, go do some ads and be an activist, be a philanthropist, and, you know, live your life, man. I'm sure it's a great life, but stop with the, you know, stop with the quarterback stuff. And I'm a fan, but
no,
stop. Stop.
You're not a fan.
I was.
You're a hater.
I'm not a hater.
That's what you are.
I think what happened to Kaepernick, that was one of the dumbest, and it kind of helped start, and this is the only reason why I'm kind of pissed off about the whole thing. It really helps kickstart the culture war, and my God, is there nothing that I think is dumber than the culture war and the virtue signaling and all the stupid crap that we now have to deal with because of it.
And you're blaming Kaepernick for that?
I think it's not his fault, but he was one of the first where
that sitch
where we had to draw a line and suddenly freak out and get into our big culture war. And 99% of the stuff that we do in the culture war is meaningless. It's stupid. It's not, it's disingenuous.
Speak for yourself.
And it has nothing to do with the actual issue of what someone is upset about. It's just part of a larger agenda and it's just stupid. It's absolutely dumb.
All right. We have Will Levis news.
Oh, speaking of ripped quarterback bros.
Yeah, did you see what he's doing?
No, what's Will Levis up to?
This is real.
You better see what he's doing.
All right, what do I...
You know, he is a quarterback.
Oh, boy. I see it here.
He has teamed with Hellman's.
That's the mayonnaise, right?
Yes, mayonnaise. Yeah. And they have posted a video to social media. With the
Two L's, two N's. It took me a while to find it. Hellman's.
Yeah, the ad campaign is Will Levis number 8 Parfum de Mayonnaise.
Because he eats mayonnaise by the spoonful.
Yes.
What do they call it?
White.
Well, he was putting it in his coffee.
Yeah, he does
You're doing great.
What is the stupid diet where you don't eat any carbs? Keto.
Keto.
He's a keto bro.
Keto.
So they put like mayonnaise and like butter in coffee.
You can eat mayonnaise and butter in keto if you're keto.
Like literally spoonfuls of it. Yes.
Butter?
They put sticks of butter in their coffee in the morning or big. They just eat scoops of mayonnaise.
Wait, what is keto again?
Keto is no carbs.
It's so high protein, high fat.
High protein, high fat. No sugar, no carbs. And then your body goes into a state of like ketosis and it burns fat. So. You can eat stuff like mayonnaise and butter is like the nectar of the gods.
This is a 30 milliliter bottle. You can get it at You can get it at willlevisnumber8.com.
Mm-hmm.
And with it, well, actually you can't.
It's
back ordered. Within 90 minutes of the announcement, the cologne sold out. It is mayonnaise.
Inspired, yeah.
Fragrance cologne.
It's a nice write-up on the webpage.
Yeah, I see right there. Yeah, Will Levis number 8. So you smell like Will Levis and mayonnaise?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I think it's a mayonnaise scent promoted by Levis.
Yeah, it's a mayonnaise scent. It says the fragrance notes are tart lemon, parsley, coffee undertones, musk, creamy vanilla, and of course, mayonnaise accord.
I can't say that I really think about what mayonnaise smells like.
Only $8 though.
Yeah, I mean, $8. Good deal. That is a good deal. Cologne is expensive. Now, I don't wear cologne, but I know that it doesn't cost $8. Maybe at like Ross Dress for Less.
Now, if you had your own cologne, what would be the base fragrance?
If I was being serious?
No, you're being cheeky like Will.
Serious,
I guess. I don't care.
If I was being serious, I've always thought that one of the greatest smells on earth, and if someone said, we want a suit cologne, and it's got to be like an essence of you, it would start with a lumber mill. Walking into a lumber store or a lumber mill where you just
the pine shavings and stuff.
That is the best scent. That or like fresh cut grass. Like you walk onto a baseball field that's just been cut. Oh my, I will roll around in that and lick the ground. It'd be something like that. If I was being cheeky and you were doing like this, like a mayonnaise inspired sort of thing. Gosh.
They do have a lot of grass colognes, by the way.
Yeah, they do.
That's a thing.
Yeah, because it smells awesome. It's just, it's an amazing, amazing scent. If I was being cheeky, it would have to be something along the line. It'd probably be like something like barbecue pork. Like, there'd be some sort of barbecue.
Gross.
There'd be some sort of barbecue rub.
Smoky barbecue?
Yeah, like a hickory smoked, you know, or can't, you know what? It would honestly be... Because I get a lot of hell for this at my house. Is I do I have a big fire pit in the backyard, and I sit out there and I drink and I smoke cigars, and then I come in smelling like a campfire. It would probably be that. It would be
really rich. That
mine would be campfire and whiskey. And
yeah, that's been done.
It's not a good scent.
It's a great scent.
Campfire?
No, guys love that.
Oh, dude, I get hell for that.
Campfire is wonderful. I like it when it's so bad it's in your hair.
Yes.
Well, of course you don't have hair.
I don't know.
But you probably smell it in your beard.
Yeah, in the beard.
I love that.
The BTJ hates it.
I think it's
great. Can't stand it. So like if I was doing that, that would be mine. It'd be some sort of campfire whiskey.
Well, they say they're going to restock the mayonnaise cologne on Wednesday at 7 a.m. So be ready.
I'll pass, but if he puts out the mustard scent, I'm in.
$8.
Boy, when's the last time you bought cologne?
I have a cologne.
Do you?
Yeah.
You spritz?
Not often, but sometimes. You got it? Sometimes it sits there. Yeah, it's over there.
Yeah, you think about it.
Sometimes you got to spice it up a little bit.
I just wear lotion.
You know?
I put the lotion on the skin so that I don't get the hose.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Yeah. If you get out of the shower and you just rub some lotion on while your pores are open, you just smell nice all day. It's more subtle than cologne.
I have one more sports absurdity, and it involves Mookie Betts.
Someone's saying, what about gasoline? Ooh, that'd be intriguing. I do love the smell of gasoline.
Yeah.
You tell me you don't like a little smell of gas?
I do, but not on my person, I don't think.
Yeah, I do, but it's a little too pungent.
Yeah, the fumes.
As opposed to mayonnaise. Where's rubber cement on that list?
Whiteout, Sharpie? Sharpie cologne, there we go.
I don't mind huffing that. When you were a kid, you'd have that big fat black magic marker. Dude, I'd take a pull off that anytime. Still do.
So we'll get to that story. And a fun fact about Oregon football, coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man.
Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.